help people to understand better what the adverse health effects of dioxin exposure would be, considering the fact that dioxins are one of the major contaminants associated with the open waste burning source. And in addition to that, it's not only that this education took place for county residents, but as the county grappled with bringing the open burning to an end, many of the county leaders, say the people in the planning office, certain members of the legislature, they become quite well informed, truly, about dioxin exposure and adverse health effects, including cancer risk. We're at a stage also where the science has continued to accumulate. The first information that I brought forward to the legislature was a study that was done in 97 by EPA and DOH and DEC. And then after that, there was the Institute of Medicine report in 2003 that recommended reducing dioxin exposure for Americans. What I would like to ask you to do tonight is take another step. Banning open burning in St. Louis County, well, you haven't had, banning open burning in your state, that is addressing part of this. That will reduce, hopefully, the amount of open burning activity, and that in turn will reduce the amount of dioxins that are present in the environment here in your state. The fact of the matter is, there are many other sources of dioxins. Other states, like Pennsylvania, which does not have a ban, and a considerable amount of burning activity takes place there. There are other states in the U.S. that have the open burning activity and no bans. Mexico burns their trash. You know, there's lots of places where the open burning is not well controlled, to say the least. And it is not only dioxins that, you know, see, in this process of dealing with this group of chemicals and the open burning, it's been possible to learn more about how people get exposed to chemicals like dioxins and other chemicals that are similar to dioxins to the extent that they are soluble in fat. And that's what I want to really nail down here tonight. That, you know, we've come a long ways toward understanding this, but it's not fixed yet to the extent that people would have as much protection from getting cancer and these other diseases as dioxin, dioxin-like compounds, and other chemicals in animal fat. You really need to do a lot more, really, on that. You see, over the course of, I don't know how long they've been doing this, but it's certainly well established now, in manufacturing foods, feeds for food animals, say like manufacturing the cow feed, the hog feed, the chicken feed, the fish feed, a certain quantity of animal fat is used in that manufacturing process so that once, you know, you start feeding cows, what they're doing now is they use the hog fats and the poultry fat and some fish, you know, material in cattle feed, both beef cattle feed and dairy cattle feed, it's my understanding. And then as far as like the hogs and the poultry, they are then fed the fat from cattle along with the other constituents of the feed, of the grains and things. And I've looked really hard at this. I've tried to figure out how much, because I think that's an important matter here for the legislators to really know how much this is taking place. I've contacted the U.S. Department of Agriculture. USDA does not have any data on how much animal fat is used in the manufacture of animal food, animal feeds. I'm talking about dog food. I'm talking about the feeds for the animals that we eat, the cows, the hogs, the poultry, and the fish. Just to make that clarification. U.S. Part of that, in this further way that is relevant to protecting the public health, we really don't want dioxins in the food supply to the extent that they exist there at this time. The EPA has done the math. If you use the numbers that came out of the EPA before the Bush administration, if you use the numbers that were back there in, say, like 2003 and before that, the EPA dioxin assessment, if you do the math and look at their cancer risk slope factor that they, you know, calculated from looking at epidemiological studies of people being exposed to dioxin and getting cancer, you can calculate that 200,000 Americans every 70 years, that's the average lifetime that we're looking at for this particular matter, 200,000 Americans every 70 years getting cancer because of their dioxin exposure alone. Not these other chemicals I was talking about in the food supply, in the animal fat. 200,000 just because of dioxin exposure. That's way too many Americans to get cancer and, you know, have that horrible outcome. It's so much bigger than, you know, if bin Laden did what he did on 9/11 every year, except for 70 years, it wouldn't amount to 200,000. We're doing this to ourselves, and there's one reason for it. It is only because we lack the character and the integrity to say, we don't care what this does to the economy, We're going to do it because of what it would do for the public health. If you just think about it, think about what you want your kid, your diet. There are girls, there's a girl in California that has breast cancer. She's 10 years old, for God's sake. There were 12 girls in New York State during the time period 2002 to 2006. That's just 5 years. 12 girls diagnosed with breast cancer between the ages of 15 and 19. That's unheard of. That didn't used to happen. It used to be that women didn't get breast cancer till they were in their 60s, 70s, and then it got kind of down into the 30s and 40s. And now it's this matter of these kids getting breast cancer. Well, that's horrible. And the only thing that a reasonable people would do to deal with that is look at the science, listen to what these scientists are saying, and think about helping these kids avoid these exposures. The only way you can do that is tell them where they get the exposure from. I know in St. Lawrence County it's a hard sell to get people to talk about animal fat, basically the milk and the ice cream and the cheese and the meat, having chemicals in it that cause cancer. But it's what the science says, and it's what the kids need to be told. And we're trying, you know, we're trying to make it cool cancer action rather than just cancer action, so people are excited about it and want to do it. So we're going over to SUNY Potsdam and we're having music and dancing and trying to really get people excited about cancer prevention, but still, you know, it's just a small thing. If your county, if this county that's got a lot of dairy and a lot of beef, if it showed the strength of character, the stamp to this to say, we want the people of St. Lawrence County to know that because of the whole story of how, you know, how open burning exists, kind of waste supply that we have that people just get rid of by burning it, the kind of industrial practices, the chemical policies that existed for the past, well, ever since World War II, for the past, you know, many decades, that there are chemicals in our environment and therefore in our food supply that cause cancer and other diseases. We don't want our girls to get cancer when they're 15. We don't want them to get cancer when they're 10. We want to bring this to an end. We're going to do the right thing by telling people about dioxins and these other chemicals in animal fat so they can make their own mind and decide how much to eat of this stuff. That would be a great message for the whole country. If you do that, you'll be remembered for the rest of time for having done the right thing about this when a lot of people just didn't want to deal with it. Thanks.
Anybody have any questions, comments? Peter.
Are you all right? I'd just like to say that Don and I have had our issues over the years, but I think it's important to point out that the information that he's brought us over the years and his persistence in it that I think has caused this county in some ways to be ahead of other counties, and I want to thank him for doing that.
Thanks. Anyone else? I think we've all had our experiences in our families with cancer and so on, and thank you for bringing this message to us.
Thanks.